Swanton Wind has officially filed an application with regulators to build a 7-turbine wind energy project on a ridgeline in Swanton. It's been over a year since the company notified nearby towns that they plan to ask the Public Service Board for a certificate of public good to build the project. VPR's Melody Beaudet has more.
Swanton Wind developers Travis and Ashley Belisle live in the neighborhood closest to the proposed turbine sites. Since the surrounding towns were first notified of the project plans last year, some of their neighbors, including those who bought land from the Belisles, have become vocal opponents to the wind turbines. At a backyard press conference, Ashley Belisle said Swanton Wind is taking the unusual step of offering post-construction buyouts to around 20 neighbors within 3,000 feet of the turbines, saying they will resell the properties.
We do so confidently because people are still gladly buying houses in this neighborhood, even when they know a wind project is coming.
She says the project meets or exceeds environmental standards. Project consultant Martha Staskis says the 7 turbines have the potential to produce 20 megawatts of power, twice as much as the nearby 4-turbine Georgia Community Wind, and it's at a lower elevation than other wind developments.
This site actually reflects some of the advancement in technology. This hilltop is 900 feet in elevation, Georgia Mountain is 1,400 feet in elevation, Lowell is 2,300 feet in elevation.
One neighbor spoke in favor of the project, but when opponents heard about the press conference, they scrambled together on a nearby main road, holding signs saying no wind turbines. Christine Lang says she heard about the buyout option from a reporter, so it's too soon to say if she'd consider leaving, but she hasn't changed her mind about the project.
The community voted overwhelmingly against the project. They've done nothing to alleviate any of the concerns of the community in the year that they waited to file. So, nothing has changed.
Last fall, Swanton voters said no to the project in a non-binding referendum. Lang says her concerns about environmental and sound impacts remain. For VPR News, I'm Melody Beaudet.